course Oxford because the university is there, and Jackson because it's the capital, Memphis. Our ties went that way more than to New Orleans.
I see. New Orleans seems to be.
Well, I think I don't know whether it was
international.
I don't know whether it was the Catholic and the Protestant, or whether it was where we went to school, where you went. I don't know.
Well, the nationality, the national ties, yours with England, theirs.
Yes, and then of course some of the settlers came down from down the Natchez Trace. All of this country was settled after 1830. Because the treaty with the Indians was made at that time, and this land was opened up for settlement. And before that time, the only settlement was along the trace. And these were called posts, I guess. And they were the privilege for a stand was given. It was a highway, a mail highway, and a military highway as well. And they were granted to people who had at least some Indian blood, I guess, to keep the peace.
I see.
And some of the settlers came down from Kentucky and Tennessee to Nashville. This is where it began, the trace, and would come down the trace to this area at the same time that they were coming west from Georgia, South Carolina, more than Georgia.
It's a really very historical section.
It is.
The significance.
It is.
Some other questions there. Do you remember what you called the, and would you describe what you sat at in the schoolroom?
A desk.
I see. How many were there?
There was one person to a desk.
I see.
Now my mother sat where they had double, a desk mate she spoke of, the person who sat with her. And in the county, after my children were born, when the school system was completely separated, black and white, for several years, I would go to teach a Bible lesson in the Negro schools. They were wide open, and I have taught in them. That was just, you could see the dirt between the cracks, and there wasn't a desk in it.
Mm-hmm.
And very few books, and one person doing all the teaching, all the way to a modern school. Mm-hmm. So I've seen everything you can sit in, but I only sat in a desk.
I see. Would you go ahead then and describe some of the things that you played with? Did you ever have a board on a support that would go up and down? What would that
be? Seesaw.
And a plank on a post that would go around?
Oh, what did we call those? What, an merry-go-round?
Does Flying Jenny sound?
No, not Flying Jenny. I don't know. I'm sure it had a name, but I don't remember what it was.
Would it whirligig or Flying Dutchman?
I can't imagine. I can't remember. I don't know.
It would be a riding horse.
No, a riding horse was a horse that you rode. I can't think what the name of that was. If it had one. Flying Jenny, I guess it was.
Mm-hmm. Did you have musical instruments you'd play?
Jew's harp and harmonica and fiddle.
And when you were a girl, did you refer to small items as toys or play pretties, or what was the right term there?
Toys, I guess.
Toys.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And as you became interested in